Welcome to episode 24 of the Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. On tonight's episode, we have our starting lineup of Caroline.
Hi.
Hello. Gonzo Rider.
If you have to ask what seat to take, you shouldn't fucking sit down.
Kevlar Menace.
I'm still confused by what Gonzo said.
It's a reference to the song Friday.
Well, now you ruined it now that you said it.
No, can we kick him off this podcast for referencing that song?
Can we kick her off the podcast for knowing what he was talking about?
I actually played that song at a party last night, so...
Can we kick you off the podcast for that?
Ben Gwynn is also on the podcast with us.
They just randomly pulled me in off the street, so I have no idea what's going on right now.
And lastly, just... veto number 9.
Every time Penguin's on, we get derailed during the introductions, and it's always right before him. Anybody else notice that?
Yeah, because you don't want to get to me.
I think we should just purposely ignore someone on the introductions on time. I don't care if it's me.
And then just ignore them the whole podcast every time they say anything.
they think the mic's on mute. They're trying to.
You guys hear some feedback?
Broadcast their tears.
Special thank you to everybody who is tuning in live right now in the Ustream and listening to us. Of course, a thank you as well to the people who will download this and listen to it on a later date. So, getting back on track to the official topics of this evening. I'm not quite sure what to start with, because these topics are sort of meh, but we're going to make them fun anyway, because that's how we roll.
It was kind of a meh week.
Yeah, it was. But, I guess the big news this week was that Firefox 4 launched right on the heels of Internet Explorer 9. So now it seems that all three big browsers are toe-to-toe with each other in terms of being up-to-date and performance and stuff like that.
Except for the fact that IE9 will not run on XP. The rest will.
Didn't they stop that with IE8?
That's hilarious.
You needed at least Windows Vista to run IE8?
No, I have IE8 on this machine just because it updates. But on both machines, actually, but I can't get 9. I mean, I probably could find a way to do it, but I'm not going to fight to get Internet Explorer.
Has anybody had experience with IE9 or the new Firefox yet?
I use Firefox 4, but I can't say anything about IE9.
But what are your impressions about Firefox 4? Start with that.
Well, I like it a lot. I've always... been a big fan of Firefox. About like a month and a half ago or so, I had actually switched to Chrome just because Firefox was taking up so much resources. But I just couldn't get accustomed to some of the ways Chrome worked. So I switched back for 4, hoping that maybe they improved performance or something. And no, they didn't. But they made a lot of other improvements. Like, they pretty much took everything I did like about Chrome and folded it into Firefox, so that's nice. But like, resource management is still a fucking pain in the ass. In the meantime that I was using Chrome, I doubled the RAM on my laptop, hoping that, now it should work better. No, still uses up 50% no matter how much I have. So, there you go.
Well, benchmarks are bringing in mixed results according to, like, for example, PC World, which does its various JavaScript and performance benchmarks. So it seems that according to them, Firefox has the least amount of resource usage amongst all the browser competitors, Chrome being the highest and Firefox being the lowest with around 150 megs of RAM usage. So I guess performance varies depending on your machine.
Yeah, I'm getting some interesting results here. I mean, I have a couple of Chrome window tabs open and I'm streaming the Ustream right now, and Firefox is using, I think, half. Firefox is sitting on the home, like the Google Firefox Google page or whatever, the home page it auto sets to. And it's using about half of what the Ustream Chrome tab is using. So that says something.
To be fair, Firefox works pretty well for me when I'm not using Flash. So it might be more of a problem with Flash than it is with Firefox. But Flash still ran better in Chrome. So,
well, that's what I was saying. I have a tab, actually two windows open with Flash in them. One of them is broadcasting the Ustream, the other one's the Ustream chat. And Firefox is using, on just the Google homepage, is using half of the resources that these are. It's a lot. Seeing as that my other Chrome tabs aren't using. I don't know, that's pretty epic homepage. Using. Yeah,
search bar Google. And Firefox logo.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of shit.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Well, all right. I guess that's our spiel on Firefox and Chrome and the browsers. So, meh to that. Thank you, Ben, for doing your honest review.
There's only so much you can say.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
moving along. How about i9? Has anyone used it?
I used it to get Firefox 4. Does that count?
Insert laugh track here.
I guess not.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it. I haven't really had any desire to use it. I like Chrome. I like the way that it's laid out. I like the fact that I get to use more of my monitor because the bar along the top is so small. I really have no reason to try IE9. So I'm going to take a page from Gonzo and say I don't give a shit.
Good man.
So is Flash dying then? Because everything seems to be shifting towards HTML5, and Flash is sort of being left out in the cold. Is that what's killing the internet,
no,
Flash?
I think Flash is not being outed around like it's something cool, but it's still being used for a whole hell of a lot of stuff.
There are certain like cool hip pages that use a lot of HTML5, but a lot of your main big websites get a lot of page views still use Flash.
Well, and you know, when I was using Chrome, I switched YouTube over to use HTML5 instead of Flash, thinking it would be better. But actually, I kind of like the Flash version better, just because there's some extra features. Like, I don't know if it's annotations or closed captioning or something like that. It doesn't work on HTML5, and just some other little things here and there. So even though it runs like a piece of shit, it's more functional.
Poor Agrippa updated to Firefox 4 and updated his Flash, and he's still getting crappy performance issues, he says.
Oh, yeah. He said he is maxing his CPU with only a few windows open.
On the complete opposite, though, on my aging Mac laptop, Firefox 3. Whatever it was, 6, I don't know what it was on, the latest version. It would take, just starting up Firefox, like from closed to open, would take like a good like 2 minutes of the infinite spin wheel of death before it opened up. Now with Firefox 4, it's within a few seconds, it's up. So for me, it was a performance improvement.
So for the small minority of people who own old Macs, which is a small minority of people, you know, number of the people who own Macs in the first place, they really got the market cornered.
I bought a Mac before Macs were mainstream, okay?
Oh, How's that beer? How's that PBR taste?
It's like a hipster inside Macs of a hipster. Even more hipsterish.
Asshole. All right, but on the topic of Chrome as well, Google is expecting to hand over the CEO reins to Larry Page in the upcoming weeks. From Eric Schmidt. Schmidt is stepping out and taking a chairman role, where Page is planning a major overhaul in how Google operates. I guess his overall vision is to take Google as a whole, cut down all the fat, and convert it back to having it operate like it did in the good old days, like a startup company, instead of being plagued down by bureaucracy. So he's been doing a lot of stuff like taking making open meetings, doing like a weekly meetup with vice presidents and stuff out in the open instead of behind closed doors. So actual Google employees could go and approach them and talk to them and interact with them. So he's doing a pretty major overhaul inside of Google. So thoughts?
That's gonna be a lot of work, because there's, I don't know if you guys have ever clicked the little links that shows you everything that Google's got going on, but there's a lot of shit that they've got going on behind the scenes that a lot of people just don't know about.
Well, yeah, wasn't that one like Twitter kind of thing they bought a few years ago, like Jaiku or something like that? Like, it's still up and running as far as I'm aware, just no one uses it.
Well, he said that he is going to be cutting a lot of, he's going to be killing off a lot of services that are just, according to him, that don't fit in the Google vision for the future. For example, Google Health, which if you even have ever heard of that, but it's pretty much lets you post your medical records online for easy access and stuff like that and distribution. That's getting the axe. So a
I
lot
didn't
of
even
stuff
know that fucking existed.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
But Google's also pushing a lot for a more social vibe with its whole Google Plus One thing, and they're not going to take the whole Big Bang approach that they try to do with Google Wave or they try to do with other products. They're sort of sneaking it in slowly and surely. I think the recent thing that they did was they overhauled profiles, Google profiles, and pretty much saying, if it isn't public, we're deleting it, so you better make your Google profile public. So,
you know, I was just listening to what the fuck is going on over there?
What the hell?
My brother's opening and closing my door. Just stop.
I just thought someone being kidnapped or something. But anyways, I was listening to, it was either This Week in Tech or Mac Break Weekly, something like that, yesterday, and they were talking about how Google really typically fails as a social company, because like they're really good at like the like engineering side of things, but pretty much they're all nerds, and nerds are historically bad at socialization, so that's why they
very true. That explains so much now that you mention it.
That explains my not sentence at the beginning of the podcast,
because they tried to make that, what was that social network they made, like Octu or something like that, Orkut.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier.
That was fucking terrible. I mean, apparently it's real popular like Brazil or someplace, but I mean, that doesn't fucking matter.
There's gonna be a revolution in Brazil once they close that down.
Well, shit, apparently like in the Philippines, people still use Friendster. What the fuck?
Oh, Friendster.
On the topic of social networks, MySpace has lost 10 million users in the last month.
I want to know how they came up with that figure. Like, did literally 10 million people just decide all to go to MySpace this month and delete their accounts, or
it all happened
in
one day?
Numbers out of their ass.
I feel like it's an inactivity thing.
And what do you mean?
Like, I feel like they probably do it based off of just like who hasn't been on in the past. Like, I don't know.
That's bullshit. Because I looked at my page and I haven't logged in years, and it's still sitting there.
Yeah, no, I mean like the numbers. Because no one's gonna spend the time to delete theirs. So, like, the numbers have to be coming from somewhere.
No, I definitely took the time to delete it.
Okay, well, you're 10 million people. That's exactly what's going on.
I mean, 10 million.
I am 10 million
people. 6 million people in the world. How many users does MySpace have? A lot? 10 million is not that many.
10 million and 5.
No, because you have to account for all those bands.
Tom was one of those people that deleted his account.
Tom was like, fuck this, I'm getting out. Ship's going down, man.
He got out years ago. Smart guy.
Oh, Tom.
But yeah, that 10 million in a month, though, seems, I don't know, just seems off to me. Like 10 million over the course of a couple months or over the past year or so, I can believe that. But to suddenly say 10 million in a month, like, I don't know, that just seems like a weird number.
Well, MySpace loses 10 million users in 1 month. That's what it says.
I don't know. And I'm not surprised.
I don't think 10 million people were using MySpace in a month.
These
so
are 10 million
if they're negative
unique
right
users
now.
In 1 month at the start of the year, according to new figures from whoever the hell decides these statistics.
Hmm.
So
I'm
there you have
still,
it.
I'm waiting for them just to close up shop.
Well, this is Comscore, and it said after the 10 million loss between January and February, they went from 73 million users to 63 million users.
So they're not bad at math, but... So is that all the analysis they did into that?
Apparently.
63 million minus 10 million.
500 people still work in MySpace. Wow.
Wow, talk about a dead-end job.
Oh, you know, those 500 people are probably the ones that run the rest of the accounts. Those 63 million?
63 million is still awfully high. According to their wiki page, they only have 34 million users.
Well, this is from the Telegraph, so I don't know. Maybe the Telegraph is wrong. Somebody doesn't know how to do math, that's for sure. But anyway, enough about MySpace and social networks. Certain people, it hit a nerve this week when news was announced that ebooks are selling like hotcakes, faster than print books. Much, much faster than print books.
Yeah, so?
So a lot of people are butthurt about that.
Why are you butthurt? There's, you know how many people bought fucking Nooks and fucking Kindles over the holidays? Like, that was the item to give someone.
Well, while ebook sales doubled, paper book sales suffered a double-digit loss.
Well, that's because everyone's got their fucking ebook reader, and they don't have to have a giant wall to keep all their books on. So, of course, ebooks are going to sell better.
Exactly.
And it's just easier to buy an ebook. Like, think about it like applications on your phone. How many applications have you bought and then kind of never used? You just bought them on a whim. Same thing with books. Like, oh, it's only a couple bucks. I'll buy it, never read it.
Half the ones I review for the site I don't use.
But, exactly.
Yeah.
I
don't see why people are getting upset about it.
Time.
Unless your name is Harper and or Collins, then it doesn't really affect you.
Actually, honestly, with them, that's good because they stop wasting money on printing a certain number of books and then having them not sell. If you just sell an ebook, people are, you know, you go straight to ebook, people are more likely to buy it, and you're not out anything because you make one copy of it, you sell that one copy, you're good. You know, like once you put it in the makes more sense to me.
Yeah, because then you don't have to worry about distribution channels and like actual
and
material
books.
Goods and all that shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, on the topic of apps as well, the Amazon App Store apparently allows you to preview apps at Amazon.com before buying them. That means trying them out in a little virtual window on Amazon.com before making your purchase in the Android marketplace.
How accurate is the testing?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, like, does it let you test the full thing of it? I mean, do you log in with an account? What do you do?
It's like you know when you go to buy a book on Amazon, it lets you like look inside the book, you know, and it lets you look at a bunch of pages. It's the same exact thing. You could call it test drive, and it lets you, I guess, test out a portion of it, or maybe there's a timer. Oh, yeah, it has a timer. So it lets you test it out for about 30 minutes before you buy it.
That's a really long time.
So most people, when they buy their apps, they only use it for about 30 minutes to an hour before deleting anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea. Like, I've even had times where, like, you know, the screen caps and descriptions don't really cut it, so I just download it, and I'll see the first, like, page, and I'll delete it. Like, I think that would be really great.
Yeah, that's a good point, because you get into apps, you want to see how easy it is to navigate to the part of the app that you actually want to use. Like, say, like, a weather app. You look at it, and you can't find the map. Well, if you want to see what the weather's actually doing, numbers and stuff don't tell you, and you get kind of pissed off. Especially if it's a paid app.
Now, I'm not an Android user, but I thought that there was already like a system in place in Android that you could try out apps for like a day or something like that, and if you deleted it, you could get a refund of your money.
You have, I think, like a 15-minute time frame on Android. I think it is a 15 or 30-minute time frame where you can actually get a refund. I had to do that on one app the other day, so it's really it works great. It's like really simple.
That's pretty nifty.
But I don't know if Apple lets you do that.
No, they don't. Absolutely not.
I know my dad returned a song once.
What the hell? What do you like, mail it back, put it on the USB drive?
You attach to an email. I don't want this anymore.
I'm sorry, no, this song is terrible.
What happened was, is I think he ended up downloaded a CD and then accidentally downloaded the single again. And he was like, I have two of this. Can I please, like, get money back or whatever?
This 99 cents is going to break my bank. Give it back.
I need this money for my hospital treatments.
What?
What?
I don't know. Carry on.
Well, that's one of the things I've noticed with Windows Phone 7. A lot of the paid apps, especially the better ones, have a trial period, which gives you almost full functionality for either a period of time or everything but saving, if you will. So if it's like one of the picture, you know, do crappy stuff with pictures apps, you can do everything, you just can't save it, which makes sense. But you get a full trial. Yeah, I've got a couple of them.
I like the idea of an app refund policy. Because there are a lot of shitty apps out there, but you're like, oh, this looks kind of neat, I'll try it out. And you're like, well, this sucks ass.
Everything should have a refund option.
I agree. Here, let's make it so.
Make it so. BlackBerry apps, though. I know, Caroline, you brought this up. There apparently was a BlackBerry app that allowed people to circumvent drunk driver checkpoints set up by police.
Apparently, if you saw one, you would, like, input it on your phone, and then you would, so, like, someone who's trying to see if there's any nearby would look to see where people have said that there are them, which is just weird to me.
I think that's kind of ridiculous. Like, what kind of drunk person is going to be driving around and be like, ooh, better check my phone and see if there's any checkpoints coming up?
No, exactly. And I just think, like, honestly, like, okay, first of all, you're drunk and you're driving, and then you're going to be going, like, in an app, like, map, locate self, like, that is so much work that it's just, like, asking for you to just get in a crash. So I don't really see a point in it.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. I'm not a big fan of drinking and driving anyway. So
it's pretty much like it was like a Trapster, but for alcoholics.
Yeah. It was Trapster. It's something you could upload to Trapster. It wasn't like a separate app that only was for drunk people. It was those apps that show, like, speed camera sites and where speed traps are and things like that, and people started uploading where drunk driving things were. But, I mean, if you're already drunk and driving, you have a lot more problems than, oh, God, I gotta check this app. Like, if you have to check the app, you're probably not that drunk if you can do it and still drive.
Well, the government got involved. Well, not the government, but certain senators got involved, and BlackBerry has promised to take down the questionable app off its market.
It's just dumb. They shouldn't be getting involved. It's not like it's happened. Everyone's like, oh my God, I'm drunk, I better check this shit.
Well, I think from a legal standpoint, the people who manage the app stores have to say, you know what, I don't want to be responsible for this, you know, idiot trying to check this app, and then he got out of a DUI because, or, you know, he hit somebody and killed somebody else because he was busy getting an app from our store. That's
you can't with today's hold them legal responsible system. What someone else does in their dumbassness.
Well, yeah.
And I think the more issue was that it's like promoting drunk driving, and that, like, hey, you can get away with drunk driving message, which I think bothered them. I don't think it was the actual, like, checking of it. I don't know.
Look, if you drive drunk enough, you'll get caught.
Yeah. Or you'll just get really good at it. The Noisecast does not condone drunk driving.
Either way, you shouldn't be doing it.
We do, however, condone drunk podcasting, as is fairly obvious.
Is there any other kind?
Professional.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
iOS 5 might be pushed to the fall in order to perfect its apparent cloud-based operating system. So this sort of sparks a new debate on the rumors that the iPhone 5 will be pushed towards September in order to push it farther away from the Verizon iPhone release date. Sort of give people a sort of a coddling period where they won't turn around and say, "Hey, we didn't know the iPhone 5 was coming out in the summer." What do you guys think about iOS 5 being all cloud-based or heavily cloud-based?
That sounds like bullshit to me, frankly. Like, my reception on my phone isn't nearly as bad as a lot of people talk about, but I still don't have reception 100% of the time. I don't want anything cloud-based on something where I have the chance to be disconnected. That's fucking retarded. Yeah.
If you cannot stream Pandora everywhere you go, then you're not going to like that OS.
Well, apparently the OS is going to be having a major revamp. So major could mean a complete UI overhaul as well.
What the hell are they going to do with it?
It's a bunch of squares on a screen.
That's not magical enough. They need to revolutionize the squares on the screen.
I think they just need to hire some fucking magicians if they think it's not magical enough.
Or just give some guys some robes and hats, man. Just go for the literal, you know, magician look. Or have it sparkle every time you swipe. Everywhere you touch, it sparkles. Looks like there's a magic wand.
It's called product placement. Or a vampire. They should just give Gandalf and the Hobbit an iPhone to do his work instead of a staff.
The Hobbit wasn't so much magical. Unless he puts like an iPhone in his pocket and it becomes invisible. And he has to go to Mordor to destroy it.
That's Lord of the Rings.
You can't just walk into Mordor no matter how fucking magical you are.
You said... did I say the Hobbit?
I said the Hobbit. That's what I'm feeling right now.
I don't fucking know. I'm not all here.
I think they tried to hype up the Hobbit filming by saying that Elijah Wood and Orlando Bloom are going to be in it. But if you've read The Hobbit, Legolas, and particularly Frodo, has pretty much a non-existent role in the book.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
So maybe they're going to have a little thing at the beginning where it's just Elijah Wood like, "Ooh, Bilbo, tell me your story." And that'll be it.
That'll be it. It'd have to be, otherwise they're fucking rewriting the whole thing.
But it's a two-parter. So we'll see. They started filming now in New Zealand. You know, it'd be cool if they actually went back and filmed all the stuff they left out from the original trilogy and released like a super duper 20
like a 10-hour movie long. Or some shit.
No, you have to buy it on a flash hard drive, like an SSD. That's the only way that you can get it to work. And it has its own player software. So it's 3D or not and all that crap. That'd be awesome.
It was like that Playboy hard drive, but this one is the Lord of the Rings hard drive.
It'd probably sell more.
Bundle it with a Scratch Sniff TV.
I'd buy that shit.
Well, they have to sell two options, you know, the Seagate and the Western Digital. That way, you know, people...
Didn't Seagate get bought by Western Digital, or no?
No, that was Hitachi's hard drive division.
Mitsubishi's pulling out of the TV market and focusing only on TVs that are 70 plus inches, because that's where the future and the money.
That's where everyone buys their TVs.
Yes. Apparently they're dwindling sub 70 inch TV sales prompted them to do this.
I've only seen like two Mitsubishi TVs in my whole life, so I think there's bigger problems than
I've seen that. Maybe better TVs, they'd sell more TVs.
I've seen quite a few, but they're all the old rear projection ones.
Yeah, like the only ones I've seen are the real big, like, look like a fucking house TV.
Yeah, it's like a dollhouse. And give it to your, you know, niece.
Exactly.
Did you guys happen to see that video about it was a demo video of the new ATI Radeon 6990 graphics card?
Yeah, with that obnoxious guy who kept staring into the camera like he was going to touch us. Yeah. So.
I think you're the only one that came to that
conclusion. I may have issues with it. Leave it be.
Anyway, my point was not about the obnoxious guy. It was more about using three or four or 10 students, however many you want, to do like this entire Encompass 3D vision sort of thing. Anybody?
Oh yeah, with the wraparound screens.
Yes.
Where they, instead of using them horizontally, they turn them vertically and wrap it around the desk.
Covers your peripheral vision as well.
The peripheral.
It's a difficult word.
Maybe for you.
Peripheral.
I can say it all day.
With a lot of words, Steven.
It's peripheral.
Peripheral. Peripheral. Peripheral.
Fuck you.
We're talking about these developers.
I think there's a
delay.
What
about it, Steven?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm looking at a picture of Ariel with hipster glasses posted on Ustream.
I was under the sea before it was cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway. So if you live in Glen Falls, New York, Logan, Utah, and some other places you never heard of, you are safe. Those are the safest 25 metropolitan areas of 2010. If you live anywhere in Arkansas, though,
dangerous.
You're pretty much located in the top 10 most dangerous metropolitan areas of the United States.
Oh, so yeah.
Don't fuck with Gonzo.
Live on the wild side, motherfuckers.
He cut you.
I don't know really how they come up with these metropolitan areas, because Hot Springs is not a metropolitan area. Neither is Pine Bluff. But that's where all the state prisons are in Pine Bluff.
There you have it. What are we talking about now?
You're the leader, man. I just followed.
Oh. Okay, so...
Did you just fall asleep?
I had a long night last night. I got home at like 5 or 6 in the morning, so I'm not completely into it right now.
What were you doing?
I was thinking about this podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
So, yes. So if you're on OKCupid, be careful. If you're a guy living in New York in on OKCupid, apparently 4chan is attempting to troll everybody by creating fake profiles of some mildly attractive women who want to stage meetups with these forever alone guys at a certain corner of New York City and create like a forever alone flash mob that they will broadcast live on a webcam, a public New York City webcam.
I feel this plan has been foiled, though, because I've seen it on a lot of websites, like all talking about that story, and I think it's going to catch on, because if you're on OKCupid, you're probably on the internet a lot, and you're going to see these stories and be like,
what are you trying to say?
So pretty much you're validating that there's a lot of forever alone people on OKCupid.
Now, isn't 4chan calling out people for being forever alone kind of the pot calling kettle black?
Yeah.
It's an excuse to get together and actually say hi and not be forever alone. But they don't bill it as that because that would be lame.
It's amazing that you could try to pretend that this will stay a secret when you're posting it on someplace like 4chan. There will always be some sort of anti-lulls involved.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, New York people, wherever you are,
don't be alone.
Kaiser. They're probably in New York, Steven.
It makes so much sense in retrospect.
Hey-o!
New York. Yeah.
You failed pretty hard there. We had to call you out.
Yeah, what is this Tiny Wings review? What the hell is Tiny Wings and who's reviewing it?
Well, it has a corporate mark. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Talk about Tiny Wings. What's Tiny Wings?
How do you not know what Tiny Wings is?
Tiny Wings is the newest iPhone application
for 99 cents. And it's like right up there with the top apps with like Angry Birds and stuff. And it's like the same kind of graphics. Like it's a little bird that like looks like the Angry Bird, but less angry. And
peeved
so,
bird?
No, but it's like a baby. And so it's just not even that fun. Like, that's pretty much what I wanted to say. Like, don't get it. it's kind of like a warning. Because, no, like, it's 99 cents, and I'm like, oh, it has a bird. I've had good experiences with bird games. Let me download this for 99 cents, and then it wasn't even that.
This begs the question, why are bird games so fucking popular on the iPhone?
That was my phone, and it surprisingly chirped at the most awesome moment, too.
It's, but yeah, it's not even that fun. It's legit like Fly Ribbon. You know that game that was on like old phones?
No.
It looks like where you just ramp off of hills and try to eat things that are in your way.
It's kind of like a also like Dolphin Olympics.
What kind of game do you fucking play?
what was that game that Katamari Damacy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's nothing like
that. You roll around and eat things.
How come everyone knows what that game is? Like Katamari Dynasty or whatever you just said. And then I'm like talking about like games in English. And
because maybe we're talking about Katamari is only one of the most popular games ever made.
Katamari is an awesome game.
And as
Mary yourself said that this Tweety Bird game sucked. So
as Mary Mac brought up. Tweety Bird. Pussy City Pimps.
Yeah.
Pussy City Pimps. That's all we got to say.
Pussy
Thank
City
you, Merrick.
Pimps is where it's at. Right. I was actually playing that the other day.
I'm
still
pretty
awesome.
Sure I remember the episode of the podcast where people weren't even talking. They were just playing the game, talking to each other. And we recorded that and put it out there.
Yes. So should we all play Tiny Wings right now and talk about it?
No. I just watched the official gameplay trailer and it looks retarded.
It would be fun.
Which is why no one's ever heard of it.
No, like, there's levels, but then it's the type of thing where you don't stay on the level. Like, if you lose, you go back to level one, which is honestly very annoying. You just, there's just, like, goals. Like, all you have to do is, like, get, like, 5 cloud jumps in Island is 7. Like, it's, like, it's just goals, and it's really not fun. So save your 99 cents.
So there's no way to save your progress at all?
No, like if
If you fail, for example, you can't go back to like level 7 and just start with a score 0. You have to do the whole game over again.
That's what's really, that's what's annoying. And the way the game works is like it's a little baby bird trying to fly, and the nighttime is coming. So like the nighttime is chasing you.
Let's just stop talking about this game.
This game sucks. Don't buy it. Could we do that?
No,
we don't need an explanation of why it sucks.
Damn it. I have to jump in here. I actually love Tiny Wings. It's awesome. It. Tiny Wings, it's not supposed to be like a game where you have like progress. It's like a old school arcade game where you're just trying to get a high score. Like it's...
You're saying Carolyn's interpretation of the whole game is wrong.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's from the... The N64 save chip era, not the Atari high score write it down era.
Well, it still sounds pretty lame.
It's really just the kind of game that you just play for a few minutes, like you're waiting in line and you want to kill some time, and then you move on. You're not going to be staying up all night trying to progress further in Tiny Wings.
Mm.
There's some sort of sexual innuendo in that sentence.
Or lack thereof, which I think is the bigger issue.
Yeah, the lack of sex because you're up all night playing Angry Birds.
Or any game on your phone.
Yeah.
I'll stay up all night playing my Nintendo 3DS.
Speaking of games not to buy, there's a Windows Phone 7 hack crappy version of Angry Birds. It's not actually Angry Birds. It's called Chicks and Vixens, where it's birds killing foxes. And it's just bad. I recommend. Yeah, the physics are bad. The gameplay is bad. It's a horrible ripoff. Don't buy it.
It's got a winning name, though.
Yeah, that's what you think. And then you play, and it has neither chicks nor vixens. It has birds and foxes.
What a disappointment.
Did you buy it?
No, it's free.
Ah. Okay. Well, I don't know what this HTTPS thing is. Apparently, Microsoft blocked it in Bahrain and Iran. Or Iran, sorry.
Iran? You can't have encrypted emails.
Well, okay, who understands what this article is about that can explain it?
Which one?
Microsoft shuts off HTTP in Hotmail open dozen countries.
That was not English.
So the title said...
That was, well, what the hell? You read half of the letters. Not even half the words, half the letters in that sentence. All right, yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, HTTPS is HTTP secure option. It's basically how you log into something with a secure link. Gmail, pretty much everyone has an option for it now. Except for Hotmail in over a dozen countries.
It means that anyone can look... log in or not log in, but
yeah, you don't have a secure link. It's basically entries. You do not have a secure link to your email over the internet. Someone could, in theory, watch you from the government.
Yes, from Chancellor just said in the Ustream, they're able to monitor your email. There is no encryption.
Yeah.
So, and if you're using Hotmail, you're probably not getting like important business messages and stuff, so I really don't think that big of a deal.
If you live in Iran or Bahrain anyway, you shouldn't expect.
I don't know about Bahrain. Bahrain's not bad. Never been to Iran.
Iran.
It's we can say however the fuck we want. It's America.
Are you really trying to correct my English?
It's because your English is wrong on this part. I know for a fact.
It says Iran. It's Iran.
I-R-A-N.
It's like the new Apple product, running.
Ran.
Ever since the iPhone came out or the iMac, everything iMac destroyed the English language. Because everything now is I.
Yeah, that's what did it.
Yeah. They were like, you know what? We need an I in front of us. People will like us.
It's not even that people are trying to develop LOL nukes in everyday conversation that's killing the English language. It's Apple.
I didn't mean they renamed their country. I meant that we changed our pronunciation of the country's name.
No, I don't think so.
You're all wrong.
Very well.
I can live with being wrong, but can you?
I can live with being wrong because my English is better than yours at this point.
Okay, Casino.
It's Casino.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, shit. It's time to drink and drink heavily.
We talked about Zadiva last episode. The little, I guess, DVD machine renting movie service. And apparently right now, it might not be entirely legal to compete with Netflix.
That's Gonzo, true. Yeah, well, apparently they're going off their loophole saying that since they're using physical copies, it's okay to stream it like that. But apparently that doesn't actually exist. So, they're probably going to get sued pretty heavily because Hollywood does not take kindly to people infringing on their first month's DVD purchase.
What do you mean that doesn't exist? Like the DVD players don't exist?
Or... No. Like
the loophole.
Their whole claim for their business is that they can stream before Netflix because they don't have an actual file. They're actually using DVDs, and it's something called the First sale doctrine, something like that, which says that if you buy a physical copy, you can do whatever you want with it.
Oh, but
there have been a lot of cases in the past where people have said that's not really, you can't do that because Hollywood, the studios, own all the rights to public performances. And the question is, does that count as a public performance or a private performance?
So we're back to pirating.
Yes,
kind of left pirating, sir.
Well, that's why the RIAA is requesting, like, what was it, $40 trillion or $3 trillion in damages from LimeWire?
Yeah, and more money than the music industry has made since it began.
Well, hey, if people hadn't pirated, they might have made that much money.
I don't think there's that much money in the world, like actual paper money ever made.
I don't know why they do that kind of shit. Where do they get their figures?
The judge turned around and told them, haha, nice try, Bill.
Well, they should.
And told them to come up with a more realistic number.
that seems to happen to them an awful lot. Like, the judges are like, these numbers aren't right.
Because the judges have hard drives filled with pirated music.
I mean, I think that if you look at, like, everyone has an illegal copy of something, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone with an internet connection that doesn't have some kind of pirated something or other.
My dad. Not joking.
One person.
But I wasn't hard-pressed to find.
Like, even my mom doesn't pirate, but she has some things that aren't necessarily legal because I gave them to her.
My dad. Yeah. If it's not on an actual CD or he personally bought it from iTunes, he will get rid of it.
Well, he is a stand-up citizen, I have to say.
Yeah, sure.
The record industry salutes him.
Which is incredibly paranoid.
Guys. Yeah, it's the paranoid bit because he saw that I had whatever the hell it was back in the day. Freaked out on my... No, it was it was one of the smaller ones.
Morpheus or Shayla?
No, I don't know what the hell. It was just like Apollo something or it's named after a space ride. It's like a Russian thing.
Morpheus.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
There's some really great P2P stuff out there.
Yeah.
They had some fantastic names for that shit.
Although I think they should bring back Bear Share.
Was it Kazaa?
There was Kazaa, then there was Kazaa Plus, then Kazaa Lite, then K++, then Diet Kazaa.
LimeWire.
Yeah, Kazaa got... Every single version of Kazaa was like some new loophole in the legal system to keep themselves operating.
The Jack Sparrow of the Noisecast pirate ship, Steven Callis.
I went through a lot of... I actually did... never mind.
Plead the fifth, Steven. Plead the fifth.
Yes. Anyway. It's time for WTF news.
Oh, so, shit.
All right. Well, a bunch tonight. So let's start off with the mild WTF news. So LOL, OMG, and the little heart icon thing, which I still don't know how to do on my computer, is being added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Less than
you don't
three.
Have to do less than three on your computer?
No, not less than three, genius. The actual heart, not like two characters into a heart. The actual heart.
No.
Oh, God.
Because
that's in there, too? Holy shit.
I think it's actually the less than three. A lot of things automatically convert that to a heart, though.
No, I don't know. Less than three, I have a hard time with that, too.
Yeah, the whole like having LOL and OMG, like particularly LOL, why are people using that in conversation? It's used online to convey laughter because it's a text-based medium.
Awkward, I say lol in real life.
You're about to be, and nobody's surprised.
I mean, every once in a while I'll throw something in like Rafflecopter. But I'm not saying lol.
Okay,
I just like saying Rafflecopter.
Okay, Rafflecopter is a lot worse, I think, personally.
I want to know why they're adding lol and OMG and the heart symbol, which the heart symbol is used much less than WTF. Why aren't they adding WTF?
They need to add DIAF. That's what they need.
Die in a fire.
Oh.
do you make our man jump course, to dick sucking? Is that what you said?
No, of course, goes straight for the penis.
Dicks in a furry.
I like how no matter how far we go, we can never not go back to penis in less than half a second.
It's like the 7 degrees of penis. In 7 moves, I can be back to dicks.
Well, yes, IRL. WTF, oh really, why aren't those being added? Oxford English Dictionary is being very selective.
It's really weird, like, they don't need to define these online initialisms, as they call them, because they're already defined by the people who use them at places like Urban Dictionary. You don't need to put them, because people don't need to use them in everyday language. You don't need to say, LOL, at a joke, just fucking laugh.
Also, if you see LOL, you're most likely online, so Google's right there to type it in.
And yeah. You're probably not laughing either when you're LOLing.
Oh, I think they added it because of the site Parents Shouldn't Text. And the misinterpretations of that.
Oh, I did see a story on Facebook a while back that some girl was getting texts from her mom, right? And her mom always thought that LOL meant lots of love. So the girl never corrected her until one day.
Oh, I saw that word.
One day, this girl gets a text from her mom, and it says, "Hey, pumpkin, I just wanted to let you know grandma died, LOL."
Awkward.
Mom, come sit down. We need to have a talk.
Of course, it was posted on a website. That's how everyone found out about it. Like, my grandma died. My mom sent this. I thought that was more important than taking care of family business.
Yes. True. All right. Next WTF story. Apparently, there's a way to sexually harass your coworkers legally now. Yes, I'm checking the story. I'm guessing Agrippa posted this.
It sounds like something he'd be into.
Oh, no, never mind. This was something completely unrelated. Ignore that. Even though it does involve, like, how to date your coworker. Never mind. Anyway. Apparently in New York, looks like we're picking on the grand state of... We're picking on New York today, so Merrimack and the less... and Lifted and Gifted, and the less of you Floridians, you're safe today. But in New York, a judge jailed a man for bringing a beer into a DWI hearing. The guy, Keith Gruber of Swan Lake, he not only had four unopened beer cans in his bag while he was going to his hearing, he was also drinking beforehand, and he cracked open a beer. A can of Bush. And,
man, what a classy motherfucker.
So the judge revoked his bail and sent him to jail.
I love it when the judge, like, did you enjoy your liquid lunch? And he's like, yes, sir. He is drinking like a boss.
And then he said he was sorry.
Well, the guy's obviously got a drinking problem showing up for a DWI hearing. Because that's beyond a few drinks at the bar. Dude got shitty and decided, hey, I can drive. Fuck it.
So, it's time to go to court. I'm cool.
I should have used the app on Android to see if there are any DUI checkpoints.
But this is sort of related, but for my school's senior prank, we're going to all get 40s and fill them with water. And just like at a certain time... Everyone will whip theirs out during class and just start drinking it and just like see what happens. It's gonna be awesome.
You realize the term whip theirs out does not apply to anything else than
whipping it out.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that the school is not gonna take that lightly.
Actually, yeah. No, my school's mad chill. Don't worry about it.
Also, it's not a good idea to announce the prank on public forums.
I'm pretty sure people are.
Yeah, you just failed. Just stop.
What? I have failed. Oh my god.
Are you okay?
Are you dying over there?
I have a cold.
Too bad you can't text 911.
I actually have like thought about that before.
What?
ever,
why would
ever.
That even cross your mind?
That's not a bizarre idea. It's not a bizarre concept at all to text 911.
No, because, like, legit, if you're, like, in a van and some guy is, like, stealing you, and then you're,
stealing
like...
Stealing you? That's kidnapping.
Okay, I think a more appropriate thing she's trying to say is, for example, if you were home alone and a burglar came in and, like, you locked yourself in your bathroom, you're not going to, like, call up 911 because they'd probably hear you. Better idea would be to text saying, help, being robbed or something like that.
Can't you do like they do in the movies and, like, call them and then put the phone in your pocket and then say keywords. Right. In Air Force One.
Also, just like calling 911 can be, it's like they ask you so many questions. Like, there was this drunk driver on the highway, and like, it would have been so nice to just be like, drunk driver here, instead of calling them asking me like a million questions, giving them the license plate number, and like all this crap. They didn't even do
it. It is really difficult to report
things like that. I've actually tried to report a drunk driver before as well.
Of course, I was. There was a woman getting beat up outside my apartment, like pinned against the wall. She was screaming. I'm calling 911, and it's like 2 a.m. I was probably the first one to call, and they're like asking me like, about how tall does he look? I'm like, oh my god, just get some cars over here.
Realize they tend to send, once they get idea of an actual threat, they'll send the message out and they'll just keep asking you questions.
Yeah,
because it took a lot of times that's used, and like the cop place is the cop place. Wow, the police station is actually a half block away from my house. So
yeah, but they don't just have guys sitting around at the police station waiting to come there.
Yeah,
but either way, the moment you place a phone call, especially if it's from a residence, they do send a squad car out on call to that vicinity, just in case. The moment they triangulate your position, so
yeah,
they'll get someone there.
Well, the guy ended up getting caught afterwards because he apparently like robbed Dwayne Reed and then robbed her, so they like had him on the Dwayne Reed camera and it all worked out.
But that's why they ask you so many questions, because the more information you have, the better.
Yeah, yeah. They use it as testimony usually in the hearings.
Good for being an upstanding citizen to both of you for reporting crimes.
Yeah.
Hear, hear. I will drink to y'all.
I'm gonna call 911.
I've had to call the cops so many times in the past year that people are like making jokes like, "Oh, are you like friends with the 911 now? Can you just be like, hey, it's Caroline, and they'll know what's up?"
I got actually a code 5 at Caroline's place.
Yeah.
But all right, so that was, I don't remember what we were talking about, but that was that. Do you believe that the Americans and the Russians conspired together to cause the Japanese earthquake?
Yeah, because we wanted our electronics prices to go up, and we really wanted all of Americans to worry about sending their money overseas when we have a financial crisis here.
Apparently the latest conspiracy theory on the internet, and believe it or not, it has spread to real life, because my cousin's like, did you hear? The Americans caused the earthquake. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, seriously, it's on the internet.
This is like George Bush and Katrina, isn't it?
Something like that, but apparently HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, is like this new secret technology that the Russians and the Americans developed to create earthquakes, man-made earthquakes and natural disasters. And apparently the HAARP death ray targeted Japan and fired away.
All you have to do is use a little bit of fucking logic with stupid people and their entire argument breaks down. But if we were going to use this, it wouldn't be on a country that gives us shit like awesome super fast motorcycles and every electronic thing in your house. We would point it at fucking North Korea, because nobody likes North Korea except North Koreans. Fuck them.
And even they don't like it that much.
Awkward. Well, the conspiracy theorists argue that the reason the Americans did this was to rekindle and reignite their dwindling auto sales. So, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yep.
That's conspiracy theorists for you, man. They come up with some of the craziest shit.
This is why I stay away from everything conspiracy or theory related.
That's the thing.
Because it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. When you use your logic against their argument, it does not necessarily make them stop.
Yeah.
Apparently. Well, it's like the Nancy Grace thing, arguing with the meteorologist over the dangerous radiation that's traveling to America.
Oh, yeah. I saw about...
Did you see that clip?
I used to live in California, and I saw probably about 6 people's Facebook updates. Oh, geez, there's radiation here now. And I honestly wanted to slap them.
There was radiation in East Coast rain, like, the other night. But it was so minuscule that you would never have noticed it if you weren't looking for it.
Well, yeah, like radiation bananas, too. But people don't fucking freak out about that.
If you look at the shit, like, Chernobyl, fucking epic radiation nuclear meltdown. That's explosion. Actually closer to New York City than Japan is to California.
Why are we picking on New York today?
Because we were picking on Florida last episode, so we got to shift gears.
And we can't pick on Arkansas, because they're going to kick our ass.
Yes.
Because they're the worst drivers in the country. That's why. Because you fucks don't know how to
Jersey,
drive.
That's Jersey, sir.
Nope.
Yeah, that's Jersey, 100%.
New York is at the bottom. New Jersey is directly above them. They all suck.
They're all,
yes, basically it's the same fucking thing. Actually, no, New Jersey is what happened when Manhattan leaned out over the Hudson and took a dip. That's where New Jersey came from.
No, that's Staten
Island.
Oh,
shit.
We got some East Coast brawling going on here. Caroline versus Vito, who will win? Nobody, because I'm cutting this short. All right.
Steven's talking to himself.
Moving on to to another East Coast city. It's in Vermont. Is it Brighton, Vermont? Brington? Something starts with a B. But it's in Vermont.
Bennington.
Bennington, yes. Bennington, Vermont. A rogue squirrel is on the loose and it's attacking the citizens. People are freaking out because the squirrel...
It latched onto my shoulder and I went back and it's a gray squirrel.
That would never happen here in the South because somebody just shoot that son of a bitch.
So,
I was hoping the video clip would include the dramatic squirrel thing.
It does include, well, it includes dramatic titles, though.
Yeah, but not dramatic squirrel.
The feisty critter included...
I thought it was a chipmunk.
The feisty critter inflicted several scratches on McDonald's last week. It's attacking the local GDP as well.
Look, they need to just take a page out of the South and just shoot the fucking squirrel. It's okay.
People are afraid that it might have rabies.
Yeah, well, a fucking 10-year-old with a pellet gun would take care of that fucking thing, man.
Seriously, arm the 10-year-olds with pellet guns in that town. I guarantee you there will be no more squirrels or 10-year-old eyeballs.
Or windows.
Well, yeah, like that should go away real fast.
Well... This Al-Qaeda squirrel has attacked three residents and has successfully eluded wildlife control experts for more than a week. So,
well, that's because the traps don't work. Sometimes you just gotta use firearms.
Who gave them the certification to be a wildlife expert if they can be eluded by a squirrel?
I don't know, but apparently the video says that they believe that somebody was feeding the squirrel, so now the squirrel has become attached to humans and probably just wants food, which is why it's attacking them.
Okay. At the University of Houston, these squirrels will come up to you if you're sitting in a bench, and they will sit within inches of you and wait for you to feed them, even if you don't have food. They don't bite. They don't attack you. They will just sit there. You can kick them. They'll just come back and sit there.
Maybe this is another American secret weapon that they're deploying on the population of Vermont.
They, like, brainwash squirrels to be attack squirrels.
Yeah,
basically, this tells me a plane if I want to invade, over North I'm going to invade Vermont.
Somebody in the Pentagon right now is going, good, good.
I think that'd be the Kremlin.
That's your vampire voice.
Good, good. Very good.
That's the only accent he knows how to do.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
That was not even supposed to be a vampire. That was from Family Guy.
No, I was so impressed during the Halloween episode, and now that it's stopped. Like, I'm not
it's
even
It's the only
impressed.
Thing he can do, yeah.
It was from the Family Guy episode. Whatever, you people.
You're a one-trick pony, Steven. Just admit it.
I could do more tricks than one. Not in that way.
You can do more tricks in one night than anyone else. That's probably true.
Moving along.
I almost feel bad for him for having to put up with this.
Yeah, I cry myself to sleep quite often after these podcasts. Usually what happens, though, is I end up going to Panera, bring my porn mag with me, and masturbate myself to sleep in the stall. at least that is what a man in a Panera Bread in Minneapolis did. Police discovered a half-naked man sitting in a restroom stall with pornographic magazines at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Which half was naked, do they actually say? Because that makes a big difference.
Well, this was he was in there for a while and he had orchestrated it pretty well because
if he fell asleep.
Well, they found the man sleeping on his back in the stall with his pants and underwear pulled down around his ankles. Police noticed that there were pornographic pictures spread out and some affixed to the stall walls. The man apparently had fallen asleep while masturbating, according to the criminal complaint.
Did he bring?
Did he not have like a house to go to, or
did he bring a tape? Car? How was this stuff stuck to the wall?
That's what I'm saying. It was probably like premeditated and planned. He was like,
but if he didn't bring tape, how was that stuff stuck to the wall?
He had some Scotch tape with him, and he just taped it up.
He made his own adhesive.
He was in there for a long time.
Oh shit!
He has a record of criminal sexual convictions. So. And if convicted, Hardy faces a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison,
where he can masturbate all he wants.
Yes,
but that is fucked up. I guess he gets the rush out of doing it in a public bathroom, but I mean, come on, man.
Hey, at least he chose a classy joint like Panera, not McDonald's.
What was that movie with a serial killer that he like? Was pasting stuff all over his wall with maps and shit, and had like circles and stuff all around certain areas.
I don't know, all of them.
A Beautiful Mind. He wasn't a serial killer.
Oh
but...
yes, yeah, that him. Beautiful Mind. That's what it reminded me of. Except minus the porn and the masturbation.
Yeah, there wasn't any nudity in that movie, unfortunately.
I just found a link in the via the chat. A man was arrested masturbating outside of a Sonic drive-thru window. Wow. I'm going to share this link with you guys so you can see the image. It's that good.
He's just standing there.
Yep.
Like, what's up, bitches?
That guy's like, what's up, man? Look at my pecker. Oh, and that was in Tulsa? How awesome.
I was cleaning, and all of a sudden I felt like someone was staring at me, and I happened to see a glare... because there was a glare in the window at work, and I looked up, and there was a random dude out there. It was awful, stated the employee.
The man was wearing a t-shirt with the word Vert printed on it.
Not even spelled properly.
The half-assed blowout and the super long sideburns just complete the whole thing, I think.
Yeah.
Those sideburns are awesome. That guy knows how to party.
You know, it's kind of funny. If he lowers his chin a little bit, I bet you can't tell where the chin starts and the neck begins.
That's probably why it's up in the air like that.
Yep.
People. Okay.
What is it with people in public masturbation?
Last topic on the WTF list that's appropriate for this podcast. It's that a dog taking a shit sparked a shootout in the U.S.
America.
Tell me it was the South.
Wait, is this seriously on the BBC UK site?
Yes, it is.
Of course it is.
It's on the U.S. and Canada news section.
Yeah, because nobody in the U.S. would even care.
Well,
it's just normal.
This was in Mississippi.
Yep.
A guy who was 52. This is between a 52-year-old guy and a 60-year-old guy. 52-year-old Mr. Tennant was angry because he thought Mr. Blazingame's dog had defecated on his lawn in a rural part of the state. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Mr. Tennant was shot with a shotgun, but his injuries are not life-threatening. I think Jerry Blazingame should not have a shotgun if he can't manage to make a life-threatening injury with one.
Well, seriously. Mr. Blazingame blamed him for shooting his dog the week before. Mr. Tennant said and Jess told him, just meet me at the levee, and I'll shoot you down.
The levee.
There's two E's at the end.
This is in French.
Okay, have you ever listened to the song
No.
American Pie? Yeah. Drove my Chevy to the levee? It's not drove my Chevy to the levee.
I thought that was L-E-V-Y.
Well, you thought
that's a last
wrong,
name,
sir.
Levy.
Whatever.
Okay. Mr. Blazingame told the Associated Press he got his gun and drove off, but Mr. Tennant did not follow, so he returned to the neighborhood. And they confronted one another, and each claimed the other had produced the weapon first. He shot twice, I returned fire. It's kind of sad.
Well, the sheriff has wise
fucking
words.
Wasting bullets.
Homeowners and property owners need to respect each other's property. If a dog did that in your yard, call the law. Don't take matters into your own hands.
No way, dude. It wouldn't be a good news story if they just called the police and the police was like, well, we shit in your yard.
If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. I wonder how big the town of wherever the hell... Oh, they're not even in a town.
It's Washington rural County. Mississippi.
Washington County, Mississippi.
Sounds like the place to be.
Should be on the top 10 list with Arkansas on the most dangerous areas. I think that about wraps it up. Agreed. I agree.
Good for you.
Is Benguin still on here?
He's playing Pokemon.
I just realized I haven't heard him ever since the app review.
Yeah, I'm here. Someone in my household decided something else was more important all of a sudden. So, yeah. Kind of pissed like off this,
that's almost as sketchy as Steven's almost admittance to something illegal.
I'm just... Benguin, you should be happy that I noticed you instead of you.
Thank you, Steven. Thank you for noticing. I care. Validated I care my about existence you. Now.
Yes. Or as Chilakazic says, you were masturbating. But
maybe.
Maybe. Okay. So, well, now that you're back, we could do the sign off.
Oh, so, we can also do the results to the poll in the Ustream.
What poll? Oh.
Poll question was penis?
A poll?
Yep. And the answer was penis exclamation point or upside down question mark penis comma. Those both tied for first with 3 votes each.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So, visit us at thenoisecast.com. Read our stories and get prepared this week for Apocalypse Survival Week, where we'll be doing an article at least every day involving different kinds of apocalypse and how to survive them.
Are you making up words again?
Apocalypses.
Apocalypses.
Well, can there really be a plural of apocalypse? Because shouldn't there just be one and that's it?
Apocalypse scenarios. How's that?
That
one. Apocalypse.
Are you sure it's not scenarii?
Oh, you.
So check out thenoisecast.com for that coming this week. I'm pretty sure everybody's done their best effort in making these articles. So they should be interesting and lousy to read. Hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. Email us, send us your comments, etc., etc., etc. Thank you for everybody who listened in to the live Ustream tonight. You guys made it fun to read. While we were talking on here, and thank you for participating in the interesting polls.
I think this is the most people we've ever had.
I'm excited, because we made up 6 of them. So that means that.
Oh, we have people. A bot. I don't. We have the Ustream bot.
It's making
here.
Sure that we're being
some mo fucking moderator too.
Oh shit!
Coming to regulate,
and I can't unmoderate him.
Well,
so.
Good thing we didn't say anything illegal. But, all right, so given the sign off right now, starting off with Caroline.
Bye.
Gonzo Ryder.
What a great time.
Kevlar Menace.
Hey, guys. Bye, guys.
Benguin.
Yeah, see you later, some shit like that.
And veto number 9.
I'll be the one walking around with the big dog shitting on your lawn.
You sure not, you're not the one masturbating at Sonic? You seem like that kind.
No way,
dude.
There's
actually no Sonics in New York City.
Yeah, there's no Sonic within like 45 minutes to an hour of here, I think.
Well, you know what? I expect
no,
us 15 to
minutes,
a different
opened a
place.
New one. I'm so pumped. I actually drove there. Not myself. But, okay.
Oh, I ate Sonic for lunch today, but I neglected to masturbate in the drive-thru. I apologize.
Tune in next time, same place, for your regular dose of tech news and stories involving oddities around the world. So
you can't censor us, Callus. We will be heard.
This was the Noisecast. Good night.
Noisecast.